such as tornadoes and floods that require a disaster relief and recovery plan. Seismologist Lucy Jones is a science advisor for risk reduction at the U.S. Geological Survey. She's turned her groundbreaking research on earthquakes into public action that'll save lives and property. For her work, she's been named a finalist for this year's Service to America medals. She tells Federal News Radio's Tom Temin more about her work and the shakeout scenario she developed.
Here in Southern California, we know that we have a future of big earthquakes, especially from the San Andreas Fault, and people were getting ready for it, but they really weren't sure what they were getting ready for. So I assembled a team of scientists, engineers, and other experts to analyze in detail just what we think the big earthquake is going to be like, starting from basic geology up through to emergency management and public health. And that we called the shakeout scenario. And the results had very significant impact for the community with actions that could be taken to reduce the losses. So we developed the shakeout drill where we, like they do in Japan, actually at one moment have everybody pretend that the earthquake is happening and think about what they're going to do, which both gets people better prepared for the physical reality, but also makes the future with the earthquake a bit more real and helps people come to grips with what needs to be done to make Southern California a safer place.
And as you say, this has been known to California for a long time. How come just now this is all being put together or has been put together?
Well, yes, it's known, and there's lots of science that's been done. The U.S. Geological Survey set up an office here in the 1970s, but our mission is primarily about doing the research and coming to the realization that just doing the research wasn't enough to get people to act. And as scientists, we could see the issues, we could see things that could be done to be made safer, and that the community didn't understand it well enough to take action. Because it's not like it's easy to do. It's a lot easier to think that, well, the earthquake's not going to happen in my lifetime. Maybe it's not going to happen. If you're not a scientist, you might be able to think that. And human beings don't do a very good job of dealing with infrequent risks.
And so what is your personal feeling about what the big shake or the big quake that is yet to come will actually do in California?
Well, there's several things that came out of this study as extremely concerning. And it's not that it's the people, a lot of people will die. In fact, our laws have been focused on life safety, and most buildings will not kill you. But there's been no requirement that a building be usable after the earthquake. And so as we did this analysis, we are estimating literally hundreds of thousands of buildings that will not be usable after the earthquake. And then it becomes very difficult to keep the economy going, especially when you combine it with substantial damage to our water system and potentially to modern telecommunications. And this is why we ended up working with the city of Los Angeles. And I spent last year at Los Angeles City Hall at the request of the mayor, working with his staff to look at these things in detail. And he's just come up with 18 recommendations based on this work to try and make Los Angeles a safer place to deal with the biggest problems we saw in this scenario. And it's now, I've completed that work and it's continuing through the process at the city, but many of these recommendations are coming into place and other communities are beginning to look at it too.
And I imagine there must be an interagency element to this, because if you were going to run a risk and then an aftermath analysis or scenario or some kind of a simulation, you would maybe bring in FEMA, local authorities, and some other agencies from all over.
Oh, absolutely. When we did the original scenario, and we've also done scenarios for other significant disasters, we always partner with the state emergency services, with FEMA, and often many local officials. When we looked at flooding and tsunamis, NOAA was a significant partner as we did this. And then to conduct the drill, as we look at the shakeout drill that's continued each year, many, many local officials and communities get involved. You know, a shakeout scenario, or the drill, has really grown. The first year, we tried to get Southern California involved, and we actually had 5 million people, which is about a quarter of the population. As it was so successful, the state asked it continued. There are many groups involved in keeping it going. And in 2014, we actually had over 26 million people participating across the country.
We're speaking with Lucy Jones. She's science advisor for risk reduction at the U.S. Geological Survey. You've been at the USGS for many years, since 1983. Tell us about your background and how you came to be so interested in this aspect of what USGS does.
I grew up in California. One of my earliest memories is an earthquake. I have my great-great-grandparents buried in the San Andreas Fault. So I hadn't directly gone into earthquakes, but when I studied physics and eventually discovered this field, I fell in love with it. And I went to the USGS directly after completing my PhD and postdoc because I both wanted to be able to do the research about the earthquakes, but also wanted to be able to see the research used to make for a safer community. And that's, you know, part of the role of public servants, whereas if I had been in an academic institution, I would be teaching grad students and conducting my research as the sole focus of my work. Scientifically, it's one of the most fascinating problems out there. We don't know why an earthquake begins or why it stops, so there's a lot of work still to be done.
And you mentioned that there is some certainty as to the eventual occurrence of the big one, if I may use that term, in Southern California, I guess maybe Northern California also, or San Francisco, the Bay Area. You live out there, so you're not worried that it's going to happen in the next 10 minutes, but what's your personal feeling about, you know, the probabilities in the next few years?
I believe that the big San Andreas earthquake will happen in my lifetime. I actually, at the beginning of my career, thought that it would probably, you know, happen by now. On average, it's about a 2% chance a year. So, well, we, you know, it's got to happen at some point. And yes, I live here. I also recognize that the earthquake's inevitable, but the disaster is not. And individual choices and actions have a large impact on how what will happen to us during the earthquake.
And with respect to buildings and structures that would be needed to keep the economy going in the aftermath, what's your best advice for what local officials and people involved with this kind of thing can do now to mitigate the damage that would happen?
At the local government level, it's very important to remember that our earthquake building codes are not retroactive. So a building is only as good as the codes in place when it was built. And there are a couple different types of our older buildings that we know will be badly damaged when a big earthquake happens near them. And those can be fixed, and it seems like a lot of money, but the outcome is much more important than just the building itself. It's really whether or not the regional economy can survive the process. And one of the things we've been talking about here in California in the last few years is recognizing that we have left the cost of retrofitting a bad building solely on the owner, but the cost of not retrofitting is going to fall on all of us when people can't go to work, when we can't use our streets, when the neighboring buildings are closed because of the possibility of collapse during an aftershock sequence. And this is really talking about the common good, and we need to look at it more closely.